On a hot August day during the year 1900, Queen Victoria was still on the throne, Einstein was working at what would one day become his theory of relativity, and the Ottoman Empire was still standing. And also, a baby was born on an island in Japan. And what makes Nabi Tajima especially unusual is that she is still alive today. At the age of 117, with over 160 descendants, she is the last survivor to see the 19th century, and just one of a few super centenarians to make it over 110 years old. But many of us won't be so lucky, with age-related decline and disease coming for us a bit earlier. So this week, I'm exploring the science of aging. Why does it happen? What can we do to stay young? And why are some people looking to purchase young blood? But first, is your age as simple as the number of candles on your birthday cake?
So when we think of aging, we usually talk about chronological age, the time that has passed since our birth. But all of us have seen or know people that appear much older or much younger than their chronological age. This is because their organism is actually healthier, younger, or sicker, older, than other people of their chronological age.
This is Maria Pezza, the head of product development at a company called GlycanAge. They offer a service purporting to measure our biological age. The test, which uses a sample of blood, looks for something inside it called glycan structures, which are found on the end of certain proteins.
So they're an important structural and functional element of the majority of all our proteins. In short, this means glycans are involved in virtually all physiological processes that take place in our bodies. Unlike proteins, the structures of glycans are not hardwired in our DNA. This means that they do not have a genetic template, but they can include not just what we inherit, but are crucially affected by all that we have done in our lives. So they're basically impacted by a variety of biological and environmental factors.
Okay, and how do we know there are these indicators of what's going on inside us? Where does the evidence for this come from?
Yeah, well, this test is based on 20 years long research period by our multidisciplinary team of scientists that were working in the fields of glycobiology and aging. We have published over 100 peer-reviewed scientific publications. And in these studies that we performed on over 40,000 individuals worldwide, we found that as we age and as we suffer from different types of diseases, our IgG glycan pattern changes.
So someone who is slightly less healthy would have an older biological age than their chronological age and vice versa. You mentioned there's a genetic component. What in your lifestyle can affect this?
We are currently in the process of researching what lifestyle interventions can change our biological age and what it is that influences them. And we have some hints that basically all the factors that we know are necessary for a healthy lifestyle are involved in this 50% component that comes from the environment. This means healthy eating, healthy sleep habits, stressful or stressless environment, exercise, not drinking alcohol, not smoking. So there's nothing new to that. But the glycan age really serves as a kind of wake-up call for the people that might think that they are healthy, that believe for themselves to be leading a healthy lifestyle, and then maybe they're not really always as healthy as they think they are.
I got my glycan age tested. I sent off some blood a couple of weeks ago, and I believe you have the results. So I guess give it to me straight, Doc.
Okay. Are you sitting?
Yes, I'm sitting down. Uh-oh.
So, Georgia, your glycan age result is 38. Which means that your biological age is 11 years higher than your chronological age. It's not so good, but it could be worse. So
whoops.
You still have much time and room to improve. This might be influenced by your lifestyle, which seems to be pretty stressful.
Oh, really? Stressful? Is it all these radio programs I'm producing are aging me?
Yeah, I guess this is not really helping, is it?
I'm quite surprised by how bad they are. How far apart do you see in this in people's results the difference between the chronological age and the biological age?
I was serious when I meant that your results are not that bad, really, because we do see much worse glycosylation patterns than yours. We had some people that turned out 30 plus older than their chronological age was, and then they were pretty worried, and they really started examining their lifestyle choices.
And how often do you get it the other way around, where someone's sort of doing 10 years younger than they should be?
Yeah, we do get... That's me, thank you.
Oh, amazing. So you're quite happy with your results then?
Yeah, so I'm not going to repeat the test ever again. I'm just happy with the way it turned out the first time.
It's all right for some then. That was Maria Pezet from Glycan Age.